Today we are looking at voting and elections, and we're heading across the Atlantic to the National Federation of the Blind in the US. Chris Danielson joins us each month for a bit of an update. And with the US elections on the horizon, what's it like voting if you have a visual impairment? Chris, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me again, Alan. Always a pleasure.
The voting is always a bit of a hot topic, probably more so at the moment with these elections on the horizon. How easy is it to vote if you are blind or partially sighted then in the US?
Theoretically, it's very easy, particularly in a federal election, which we have federal elections coming up, including a presidential election. So in 2002, our Congress passed a law called the Help America Vote Act. And one of the things that law said was that for federal elections, there needs to be at least one voting machine in every voting precinct or every polling place that can be used non-visually. So take your vote electronically, or more so lately, they mark a paper ballot for you. So rather than marking your ballot with a pencil, you use a pair of headphones if you're blind and a keypad, and the choices are read to you, and you then make your selections, and then the machine marks a ballot and prints it out. There's always been an issue of when you go to the polling place, do they have the machine set up? Do they know how to work it? But basically, if you go to a polling place, you are supposed to be able to vote privately and independently. The problem we have now, of course, is that we're in the age of COVID-19, and a lot of states are going primarily to voting by mail, or what's called absentee voting. And that is a problem because in most states, there is not a system that allows blind people to vote privately and independently from home. So you get a paper ballot in the mail. It's a printed ballot. You have to get somebody to help you mark it, which of course compromises the secrecy of your ballot. And so what we've been fighting for in the last several months here is to make sure that as many states as possible get systems in place that allow blind people to vote from home. And these would be either a file that's emailed to the voter, an HTML file, or a ballot that the person can mark online, and then it can be printed either at your house or at the election office and then scanned like a regular ballot. There are some systems where you can return the ballot by email and the election office prints it out, but obviously for security reasons, at this time, you don't have a straight internet voting system where you mark your ballot online and submit it online. That's not considered to be secure.
Has that, or is that still an uphill struggle for the NFB? Because voting is a fundamental right, and it's crucial that you are able to do that privately. You can do it in secret as well. And we are in the year of 2020. Technology is so advanced now. Anyone would think it's kind of not that difficult to do, even when you take the security implications into it.
Yeah, you would think that, but there's a couple of factors that are preventing that from happening. One is that most states, although they've thought about having accessible voting machines at the polls, they've never really thought about the absentee ballot issue. And technically, the Help America Vote Act doesn't address that issue. Now, we have taken the position, and courts have so far agreed with us, that the Americans with Disabilities Act does cover absentee voting. And so we have been taking states to court, and we've been able to get rulings that say, yes, you do have to do something. You can't just say that blind people must have someone help them mark an absentee ballot. Now, we knew that there was a 2020 election coming up, of course, so we actually wrote a letter to all of the states in 2019 and said, if you have an absentee ballot program, which most states do, and we said, this is your obligation. Well, most of them ignored us, but now it's significantly more urgent because in the COVID-19 pandemic, more states are saying, we're not going to have as many polling places as we usually do. So now we're trying to get states to spin up accessible absentee voting systems in a situation where more blind people and sighted people are going to have to use that method of voting and aren't going to be able to go to the polls. And a blind person should not have to choose between voting and getting sick any more than a sighted person should.
Are you confident more states will put something in place before the elections this year, or do you see an ongoing battle afterwards?
More have put something in place already, so we've had some successes. But I think it's safe to say at this point, although we're going to do our best, that all 50 states are not going to have accessible absentee voting in this election. So we suspect this is going to be an ongoing issue. And in fact, we will have a voter survey posted on our website starting in October so that blind people can tell us what their voting experience is, so we can find out where the problems still lie, both with in-person voting and with absentee voting or mail voting.
Chris, one to follow up on then for us. If people would like more information about the NFB and your work, what's the best way to get that?
So we have our website, nfb.org, and in this, with respect to this issue particularly, we have a special webpage set up, nfb.org/vote. So if you're a blind voter in the U.S. and you're concerned about this, there are some resources there. We're on Facebook, just search for National Federation of the Blind. We're on Twitter, @NFB_voice. And you can also email nfb@nfb.org.
Chris, pleasure speaking with you as always. Thanks once again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again for having us, Alan.